Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Yedias, Perik Ches, Mishnah Gimel. Heyed Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir. First, a small agdama, a kohen that married a woman that he was not allowed to marry, like a kohen who married a grusha, a woman that was divorced. The children that are born are pasal min hakohuna. They're called chalolim. Same is true for their children and their children. In other words, it doesn't make a difference how many generations down. Somewhere up the line, a kohen married a grusha, the children are chalolim. A woman that marries a chalol becomes a chalola, and she, in turn, cannot marry a kohen. A kohen that marries a woman that there's a suffix, if or if not, she is permitted to him. She may be mutter, she may be aser. So the child that's born is a suffix chalol. Zakt de heilige Mishnah heyed Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira on the following two halachas. Halacha number one. Al almanas isa. The word isa means a dough. What is a dough? It's a mixture of flour and water. But it's a kind of mixture where once you mix the flour and the water together, it's impossible to separate the flour from the water. So the term is used to describe a yichla situation where we don't really know what this is. We don't know what's inside over here. So almanas isa would mean a woman that married a person from a mishpacha that there was a suffix chalal there. We don't know if she married the suffix chalal. We know that the men from this family, somewhere amongst those men, one of them is a suffix chalal. So again, she married into a family where one of them is a suffix chalal. So there's a double suffix here. Who says the one she married is the one that has the problem? We don't know. And even if yes, we don't even know for sure that he's a real chalal. He's just a suffix chalal. And now her husband died. So Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira testified on that day that Masechtas Idyos is all about, she ksheira lekahuna, that it's mutafer to marry a kayan. Why? Because here we apply a rule of svek sveka, a double suffik. Normally we say a suffik when it comes to a diuraisa, we have to go lechumra. We're not sure whether it's an aveira or not, we have to be machmir. Suffik derabana, we go lekula. But sometimes even by a diuraisa, we're going to go lekula, we're going to be lenient, if it's a double suffik. And here there's a double suffik. Suffik number one. This woman, the almana, that the kohen wants to marry. Now, just remember, a kohen, a regular kohen, could marry an almana. A kohen gadol can't. A regular kohen is usher in a grusha, but could marry an almana. Now, this almana was married into a family where there was a suffik chalal. We don't know whether her husband was the suffik chalal or not. And even if he was, so he's a suffik chalal. Maybe he's not a chalal. That's called a svek sveka, a double doubt. And Mimela, she is mutter to marry into kohuna. That's one halacha. The other halacha is Sheha Isa. And remember again, Isa means a mishpacha that has a suffik chalal somewhere mixed in. We don't know who. Ksheira, this family has a cheskas kashrus like other mishpachas in Klal Yisrael. Letame uletaher lerachek ulekarev. What does this mean? To be metame, to be metaher, to distance and to bring close? Other mishpachas be Israel that have a solid yichus, they won't take a woman if it turns out that there's a problem with her yichus. And they'll be makar of a woman that it turns out that she has a good yichus, they'll take her in. Same is true for this mishpacha. There's a woman that there's an issue with her yichus, they have a right to say, look, we don't have that problem. What do you mean you also have a problem? You have a suffix chalal. Okay, so. No, that doesn't really make them a problematic family. It's still within their right to say we're looking for good yichus. We don't say that the entire mishpacha is considered problematic. They can consider themselves in terms of yichus, kosher lechatchil. Shimon Gamliel argues with the first halacha. I'm going to Shimon Gamliel. Shingamil said to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, Kibalnu eduschem. Okay, we accept your edus. I believe you heard that from the Chachamim of the previous generation. The Almana, who married into a family where someone is a Safik Chalal, can lechatchila marry a Kayan. Because there's a double Safik. Who says she married the Safik Chalal? And even if yes, he's only a Safik Chalal. Practically, it's not going to work. Avol ma nasa, what can we do? Shagaza Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai decreed, shaloi lehoishiv bote dinim al kach, not to set up a bezin to deal with this. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked the courts, the bezdin, to give a heter to an almonas isa, to a widow of this mixed family, so to speak, to marry into kohuna. Because what happens is, hakayhanim, shoymin lehem lerachek, they're going to listen to the bezdin. If bezdin says, no, this is not good enough for you, avaloy lekar. But when bezdin says, no, it's okay, you can bring her in, they're not going to accept it. What is the psak halacha says about tenura? This almanas isa, again, a woman that is married into a family where someone is a safik chal, but we don't know if she married the safik chal, l'chadchila shouldn't marry a kayin, but if she does, we don't make her leave. So again, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira testified that the almanas isa is ksheira l'kahuna, and the second halacha was that a family that has this issue, if there's a safik chal mixed in over there, can consider themselves a regular family in terms of their lineage. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, and Echanami, we believe you, that you heard from the Chacham of the previous generations that Almanas Isa is Karsha Lekahuna, but practically speaking, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, don't set up a bezin for this because the Kehanim will only hear an Isser and not a Heter, so therefore just leave it alone.